poem for everybody else. How does capital make you feel? I worked at Tesco's once, by prurient malfeasance in the pocket, blanched stupefaction of the lungs. It was okay. But now I'm sadder for the lot set running at the wall I know by heart is there like nothing else, like me 10 years ago or worse. Tomorrow is at best restarted. I hate so much, so comprehensively, it sometimes is no wonder I have trouble loving, and this at least seems apt, poetic, amplified in the image of an anechoic smash and grab. Smash and grab. It is the very worthlessness of what is outside that that makes it happen. The kids are rioting because the riot's here, the solid onrush of joy enjambed into a credit. But no thing will happen, and only our analysis begets it. It is tapered off before the line break hits out to smash. I can destroy nothing and could not. Is my failure instructive? Isn't it? Don't we really want new world to conquer? Wouldn't that be better? Say you understand me wholly, so concentric I have forgotten how I feel, to which is world apparently digest, my actual conspicuous. How does my life make a really efficacious act a poem? How not? And if not, although I don't believe it, I always got a discount on the sausage, egg and bacon breakfast sandwich. I want to know that my life isn't shit, but I want to know that wholesale intimation of immortality for what it is. A 10-year-old in hot pants on a magazine. At Tesco's, I made a list of pros and cons of till work versus stacking, facing up. They were equal. Now my lists are stronger, and sometimes I try to make them more distempered, real. I burn with love and cry because I do not know exactly what it is. Bargaining. Cafe on.